Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Stay hot forever. We're following developing storms right now that could be making their way to us this evening. Right now, they're way out to the west and way out to the north of us. But with the heat index being high and then a cold front coming in, that could be the perfect combination for a chance of severe weather this evening. So you got to stay weather aware. Damaging winds, hail, heavy rain, all possible. And then NBC5's meteorologist Rick Mitchell says right now a severe thunderstorm watch is issued to counties along the Red River.
Why is it that the numbers are higher farther north? Stronger jet stream winds, just better conditions for severe weather. I still think we can have a few thunderstorms, or at least a couple that are capable of some 60-mile-per-hour winds, some quarter-size hail, maybe a little larger than that. Flash flooding possible as well. Highest rain chances tonight into tomorrow morning.
Of course, the KRLD Storm Center staffed and ready to bring you the latest severe weather with team coverage as it makes its way towards us. Now, what we've just heard from the National Weather Service is a trio of cells over northern Wise County have actually intensified to a point where they may be capable of penny-sized hail and brief wind gusts up to 40 to 50 miles per hour. So just keep it right here. If you got to get out your car, you can tell your Alexa or your Google, play 1080 KRLD.
Call or text KRLD on the K-Post Roofing text line at 945-766-1080.
Taking a look at a problem on 35W now in Fort Worth and ongoing delays in Richardson. That coming up in a few minutes.
I'm NBC5 Chief Meteorologist Rick Mitchell. When to expect a good chance for thunderstorms and a drop in temperatures?
I'm Eric Bushman in Addison, where needed repairs will soon be addressed at the Addison Airport. We have the story coming up.
I'm David Rankin with Kristen Diaz. This is the KRLD Afternoon News. We're live in the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. You got to be 21 right now to buy hemp with THC. New rules established by the TABC.
The TABC approved two new rules regarding the sale of hemp products with THC. Their legal counsel, James Person, says the penalty for violating these rules, cancellation of license or permit.
Businesses do not comply with those laws if they sell, offer for sale, serve, or deliver consumable hemp products to people under 21, or they fail to check IDs when selling, serving, or delivering those products.
These rules take effect immediately, but TABC says there will be a grace period until October 1st. Their next hearing is in November when they will discuss the remaining rules included in Governor Abbott's executive order. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Addison Airport in northern Dallas County has secured new funding for needed repairs.
The problem has been an aging service road not accessible to the public that feeds into a number of airline hangars and a taxi lane. The road has reached the end of its useful life. Addison Airport Director Jamie Adrosa says reconstructing the service road and the taxi lane connector will enhance safety, improve access for tenants and visitors, and ensure the airport continues to serve as a vital gateway for North Texas. It's about $763,000, and it comes from the Texas State Block Grant Program, which is supported by the FAA. In Addison, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth School Board meets in a half an hour, and the superintendent could ask for action on six low-performing schools.
With the possibility of a state takeover looming, Superintendent Karen Molinar is expected to ask the board today to adopt a Texas Education Agency model for seven schools that are not performing very well. By the end of the year, the state could take over operation of the district. And if that happens, a group of parents calling themselves Families Organized Resisting Takeover is now pushing the state to keep the superintendent on the job. The group says Superintendent Molinar, who's been on the job less than a year, has not been given enough time to improve the schools, and they want her to stay. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A lot of people living month to month on what they make, and they have to supplement the budget by putting expenses on their credit cards. People under the age of 35 having some troubles paying back those credit card debts here in DFW. Study from the Federal Reserve finds 16.5% of those cardholders are at least 3 months behind in their payments. That's above the national average, but better than the rest of the state. Dallas-Fort Worth cardholders carry around $4,400 in debt. The national average running about 15%, which is 3 months overdue.
Cowboys defense, you know, it's been terrible this year. And it may wind up being historically bad. Seems like we were saying those exact words at this time last year, doesn't it?
Oh.
And here we are again. Of course, last year, they still had Micah Parsons. So we'll cut this year's unit a little slack, but Rex Ryan on ESPN says, come on, they should still be better than this. He says the old doomsday defense is just a distant memory.
This one, I think we have a new name for it. What did I call it yesterday? Dumbsday defense. Dumbsday. Why? Because they play so dumb, it's unbelievable. They have no concept of zone coverage anymore. This is a great scheme. We're going to rush three, so the young quarterback will have time to pick his spot. But we can have late contain. Yeah, little late. Homeboy sitting in the end zone going, yo, I'll eat my popcorn and take the catch. So you have no pass rush. And how did it get worse? How did it get worse? How did you get more embarrassed? Because a team ran 11 straight running plays at you.
Yep.
11 straight in a 19-play drive. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of the game. Are you kidding me? That's how bad this is getting. They're getting punked. They're getting the ball thrown all over them. They're getting the ball thrown over their head. They can't play anything right now. And so where do you start? Like, where do you start? You got to stand for something. Hey, I got an idea. You know, I don't know. It's crazy. A new concept. They're running 11 straight. Maybe we ought to blitz somebody off an edge to try to get in the backfield. I don't know. It's crazy. Let's play our zone. Let's play our zone because we're so smart. No, you're so dumb. You're so dumb. I can't stand it. Do something. I don't want to hear about it. You can't rush the passer. Then how about we sit more players at the quarterback? We can't play zone coverage. How about we play man coverage? You guys stink.
Don't hold back, Rex.
Well, right? he does have a point, man. You can't just sit there and play zone all day when you're getting beat deep.
Here's the biggest indictment of this defense. They made Russell Wilson look good last week.
And what happened in week three? He returned to that same old Russell
and
Wilson.
And he goes, what, they get 6 points?
Yeah.
And he was terrible again.
You know what you need to do is if your team is your quarterback is having confidence problems, rent the Cowboy defense out. Send him down there. He'll turn into the world beater.
Cowboys now have the worst pass defense in the league, and by a pretty wide margin. They're giving up 288 yards per game through the first three games. Michael Irvin, though, has a problem with the offense, and in particular the play calling. He says that may have played a role in C.D. Lamb's injury.
I agree.
He says,
why would you run him?
Right.
I don't...
Lamb was doing something he shouldn't have been doing, says Michael.
I wanted to be like that old Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial. They used to have a chicken. It says Kentucky Fried Chicken. We do one thing, and we do it right. That's what they used to say. That's what I used to say when I was playing. I do one. Don't ask me to do special teams. I'm sorry. I don't want to. I do one thing. And I do it right. And the reason I do one thing and do it right is because all these other things is how you get your things hurt. That's what happened to CeeDee Lamb. They decided early on to put CeeDee Lamb in the backfield, hand off the ball, and let him run right. And somebody jumped right on him, twisted his ankle, and he left the game. We got running backs back there for that. You guys do know in this damn league, nobody gives running backs any credit because they know they don't have a long lifespan. That's why they're not paying running backs a lot of money after they go through that first contract. Then, they know, and they give them short-term contracts because they're playing running back and they take a lot of pounding. And we're sitting here putting our best player on offense at the position that destroys players.
He's not wrong.
And the thing is, Javonte Williams was having a good day running the ball. I mean, we were getting
right.
We were getting some push on that offensive line, so why would you bring – I even get worried when they put Kevontae Turpin back there. That guy's, what, 5'9", 160 pounds? He's our best or the best return guy in the game, and you're going to put him back there to get hurt?
And this is not to suggest that you go the entire season and not try a trick play every now and then.
But this one, I don't know why, again, he is –
this one backfired in a big way.
We're seeing what happens when CeeDee Lamb is not on that field, how important he is to that offense. They're going to just double up George Pickens. Who you got left? So I don't know what Green Bay is going to do, but are you still standing by that prediction? Green Bay loss?
I'm hedging.
Okay.
Now, with all this injury news,
Tyler Booker
I'm hedging
too.
A little bit. All right, NASA has introduced, this is exciting, they've introduced 10 new astronauts, 4 men, 6 women, selected from more than 8,000 applicants to begin training for future flights to the International Space Station, the Moon, and eventually Mars.
This NASA pep rally introduced, one by one, its 10 newest astronaut candidates. They represent America's future in space, wherever in the cosmos that leads.
Join me in giving them another round of applause.
Acting NASA Administrator Sean Duffy.
One of these 10 could actually be one of the first Americans to put their boots on the Mars surface, which is very, very cool.
This new astronaut class establishes a NASA first. Women outnumber men, 6-4. Engineers, scientists, test pilots, and dreamers.
I remember my first airplane ride, and that airplane window was my TV, and I was just glued to that airplane window, fascinated watching the world go by.
And at that point, thinking, space is for me.
Yeah, space, rockets, airplanes. I want to be part of whatever that is. Let's go.
Astronaut candidates Aaron Overcash and Adam Furman are both military test pilots.
Just here to be as prepared as we can be at the end of our 2-year astronaut candidate training process and be ready to dive into whatever mission we're assigned.
Today, they're over the moon. Tomorrow, they could be on it.
And 2 of these 10 astronauts are from Texas.
Yeah, right here, baby.
39-year-old Anna Mannen is from Houston, but she got her bachelor's degree at TCU.
Right up the road.
And 38-year-old Becky Lawler from Little Elm. Listen to this resume. She went to the Naval Academy and graduated from test pilot school.
Oh, okay.
Rose to the rank of lieutenant commander, logging more than 2,800 hours in 45 different aircraft. She has a master's degree in space system and flight test engineering. She's flown Hurricane Hunters for NOAA. And oh yeah, she's also a test pilot for United Airlines.
And does she listen to KRLD? Living out a little air?
Slightly accomplished, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I feel weak now. I'm just like, hey, tip the cap.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved?
home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.